from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That person, if he thinks he checks me, come see me about something. All right. Anyway, bless you, by the way. Jennifer Lee Chan, ABC Sports Bay Area. Of course, 49ers Insider, 49ers Talk Podcast. You see the live stream at 3 p.m. yesterday with Matt Maiocco down to practice. Jen, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm just hoping Chasky doesn't dial me over here. He's like coughing up a storm. He scarfed some nacho cheese Doritos during the break. First of all, why is he eating nacho cheese Doritos at 8:30 in the morning?
Because I'm hungry and I'm dehydrated and I wanted to have a little something.
So he's scarfing chips here in the morning about to choke on himself. Jeez. Louise, anyway, Jen, let's do this because we've been having a lot of fun this morning, right?
Sounds like it.
It was way too much fun. Way too much fun. Can't believe they pay us for this. If you had to walk back one take, because it's a Walk It Back Wednesday, if you could walk back one take, we just played our Trey Lance video where we're like, oh, he's gobbling up yards and he looks like an Adonis on the field and yada, yada, yada. So that one lives on forever. What is one take you would love to walk back? One take you got wrong, but you're like, damn, I was wrong on that one, but you lean into it.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go a little bit further back. I thought Anthony Davis was going to make a return to the 49ers offensive line, and he came in for, a week and a half and then was done again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. Wow. That's not... Anthony Davis is better than a lot of people remember.
Can I ask you this one? We're most known, Jennifer, for, you know, hyping up Trey Lance. And clearly the organization and the coach.
Well, actually, you know what? Let that cut you off, Shasky. What are we known for in the 49ers?
Well, being idiots.
Not the Trey Lance. Are we?
Well, people hold that to us. Like, you idiots hyped up Trey Lance.
I don't know.
Point in time, did you, like, on the honestly, did you believe in Trey? At any point, did you believe in Trey Lance? Just long term. Whether it's day one, year two, like, whenever. Did you believe in Trey Lance? Because I did, and I was wrong.
Well, I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have given us every reason to believe in the players that they draft. I mean, like, you look at how they've drafted, and if they see something that they think is going to be, you know, something that's going to change the scope of the game for them, you know, you believe it because they're really good talent evaluators. Now, they haven't hit on every draft pick, but they've hit on so many. I mean, look at their draft history. Yeah. You've got Nick Bosa, you've got Fred Warner, you've got George Kittle. I mean, they've got a ton of players. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's probably going to be Ricky Pearsall. I mean, they've done such a good job. Yep. Dre Greenlaw, even in the later rounds. So, I mean, you believe in what they believe in because their history proves that you should. So, of course, you're going to believe that Trey Lance is going to be good because you see John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan didn't tell each other who they thought they should take, and then they both agreed on it separately. So, of course, there's no reason to be mad at yourself or discount your judgment because you thought Trey Lance was going to be the guy because everybody thought he was going to, down to the best talent evaluators in the game. So I believe it. I mean, there's no reason why not to believe it.
Yeah, that's a good call. Jennifer Lee Chan here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? All right. Before we get into the 49ers and all the Ayuk and Trent and Ricky Pearsall and who's on the field and who's not, as a fan, Jen, because we all grew up as fans, what is one play in your fandom that you wish you could change? Like, I threw out 3rd and 15 from Super Bowl 54 when Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill down in Miami. Shasky's got a bunch of them. You know, NFC Championship games, Kyle Williams. What is one play?
Maybe Burford blocking in the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
that.
I think that's the one.
Wow. I hate to identify him like that.
Right. Right. But I mean, he admitted it, right? He said he should have played it to a certain way, and he kind of went off script and went the other way, and that was the end of that play. So, I mean, there's a few. I mean, you know, I don't think I need to say corner fade, do I? I don't know.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
That was on my list.
We won't go there this morning.
That was on my list this morning.
Let's not do that.
how many years have you been at training camp now?
This is my 11th season.
Wow, 11 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. So I'm not there every day. You are, and you got a better feel for this, and you seem to be reasonable when it comes to just the overarching themes of the team. No, like, you know, I'm unreasonable. I admit it. Like, that's just who I am. I'm very emotional. Something feels a tick off with this team from afar. We're talking about contracts and holdouts, and there's all of these injuries. I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but it feels like I haven't gotten up off the mat from the Super Bowl still to this moment. And it feels like kind of like the team is just a tick off, if you will, if you're just looking at them from afar. What's your feel when you're there every day? Do you feel similar, or do you still feel like this thing's fine?
I mean, I think it's fine, but I would say it's not quite as spicy as it normally is. I mean, normally you see that rivalry between Fred Warner and Brandon Ayuk on the field, and they are going at it. And that kind of spices everybody up. And there's, you know, scuffles, and there hasn't been any. There's been a little shoving, but there hasn't been that, like, that boiling under the surface where, you know, something's going to happen. It's very, very calm, very collected. There isn't that extra, like, juice that you've seen at previous training camps. So I would say that. But, I mean, they seem very locked in. You talk to these rookies, and they're very mature. I think it's one of the most mature rookie classes that I've seen in a while. But really, it's a different type of focus. Usually there's a little bit more, I wouldn't say they're lacking intensity, but it's just not as spicy is what I would say.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing the same thing, Jen. Ricky Pearsall, Obviously, mm-hmm. some unfortunate news. He's not going to be on the practice field. Probably unlikely to see him in week number one. Now, if you just observe Ricky Pearsall on the practices that he did partake in, how did he look? Do you still think he could be a contributor in his rookie season? Because it's not the end-all be-off. It doesn't happen this year. I mean, he's got another 4 years here with the 49ers. And Brandon Ayuk didn't exactly pop off the film right away as a rookie. But then, you know, he became an all-pro. Ricky Pearsall, mm-hmm. from what you've seen from him, do you still believe that he can contribute to this football team in a regular season?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he came in very locked in. He's very mature. He's very focused. He's also a big film junkie, which is, you know, I think what Kyle Shanahan loves about him. He is a studier of the playbook. He really wants to perfect his routes. And, you know, even though he can't be on the field during practice, he was running routes on air because right now he's, you know, dealing with a little shoulder injury. Before it was the hamstring. So now he can actually go through walkthroughs. He's been, you know, I think very intense. When I talked to Diomedore Lenore last week, he said, yeah, I really like him. He's really smooth out of his routes. The way he breaks is really, I think he said it's going to be a trouble for other defensive backs to cover. So he's been a challenge. He's really a finesse route runner, and I think that could be a real good thing for, you know, Brock Purdy and this offense.
What exactly is going on with Aaron Banks? I thought it was, you know, a very, not a simple injury, but I thought it was something that he'd be back and ready to roll. And then yesterday it sounds like he's going to be out for an extended period of time. That really concerns me.
Yeah, the offensive line, I mean, they're really nicked up. John Feliciano had surgery, so he'll be out for a few weeks. Spencer Burford should be making it back. But, I mean, the good thing there is that Dominic Pooney has really kind of slid in and felt really comfortable in there. He's, I mean, gotten a lot of praise from Fred Warner, from Kyle Shanahan, from Chris Foerster. So, I mean, that's a guy at least who's a draft pick who's going to be able to contribute. I mean, it looks like he's going to be a day one starter, and that's really difficult for an offensive lineman in Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Interesting. Jennifer Lee Chan here on the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game. She does a great job covering the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. 49ers Talk Podcast, of course, with Matt Bayoko. They got the live streams popping off after practice there. So, Brock Purdy, what's your thoughts when you saw Brock Purdy play in the preseason game without Devo, without Kittle, without Trent, without Banks?
I mean, it was without everybody.
Without everybody, Jen. He was just out there running around throwing to guys he probably won't throw to in a regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just good for him to get reps. You know, he's a guy who's going to, you know, look at the film, dissect it with Kyle Shanahan, and learn from his mistakes. I mean, he really didn't have any of his weapons out there at all. I think Chris Conley was the only one who was out there who may have some reps during the regular season. But ultimately, you know, Cowing, I guess, because I think he's been good as a rookie, but even though he's behind because he missed practice a little bit. But I mean, it was Jake Brendel. It was Colt McKivitz and Dominic Pooney on the offensive line. Everybody else that was on the field is not going to be on the field with him come week one. I mean, it was even Juwan Jennings, who has a strained oblique. So he's, you know, he wasn't on the field because I think in previous kind of preseason games, he's been out there with at least like a couple of guys. But really, it was down to the bare bones of who they could put on the field. So I don't think I would take it, you know, into too much consideration. Don't freak out. Because I think he'll be fine once week one rolls around.
All right. We don't talk about these things until the games start to matter. And we know every year it comes down to the end, special teams. From your feel, who's the kick returner, punt returner? How is Jake Moody looking? Because I know he missed a kick in the game the other day. He made a bunch, but he missed one. And then this Presley Harvin the third, obviously he's looked really good.
Controversy.
I'm just asking because if you could save $1 million, you know, or who knows if you can even can't, but if you can upgrade and save money, you do it, right? That's what all businesses across America are looking to do. Give me your breakdown on all those because I do think these are going to be things we monitor throughout the year.
Wow, the backspin on Presley Harvin's punts was impressive, right? Every time the ball hit the ground, it didn't go in the end zone and went the other way.
It's really cool.
I mean, it was every single one. So, yeah, he's been pretty impressive. As far as Jake Moody goes, I think he'll be fine. I mean, again, he's a second-year player. He missed a couple in 2023, but ultimately I think he's going to be a really solid kicker for the 49ers for years to come. Special teams. It's just, you know, I think – all the teams are kind of being very vanilla with what they're going to do. I think the potential is that they just kick it all the way through and just don't worry about, you know, the worst returns because some of the returns they've seen don't look great. I mean, the coverage has been, you know, not great. I think they've had a couple big returns allowed. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, where they still just kick it all the way out and just take it at the 30, because, you know, why not? Why risk it being at the 50 when you can guarantee that it's at 30? So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens once week one, you know, rolls around. And then the 49ers play on Monday night. So you'll get to see what everybody does Saturday, or I guess Thursday, Sunday, before the 49ers hit the field on that Monday night game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jen, just looking at the defense and my observation for week two, just being at the game and looking at everything, defensive line depth. Bosa and Hargrave and Collins, and I think Floyd are going to be really good. That front four should be very, very solid. But after that, is there any concerns internally about maybe they have to go out and trade again like they did last year for Chase Young and Randy Gregory? Like, Yannick is out there as a free agent returning from a broken ankle. Do you hear chatter about the defensive line depth around there in Santa Clara?
Not too much. I mean, you got to look at also, like, you know, the guys that they brought in, Randy Gregory and Chase Young, didn't produce a whole lot for them. You know, they've got to find guys that have at least been in the system or, you know, something similar to it, because it really is different. I mean, it takes a guy a little bit of time to really just focus on going after the quarterback, because a lot of guys, like, you know, Gross Matos is a guy who had to kind of assess and then think about going for the quarterback and then going for it. So to have the mindset of just going after the quarterback is a little different for guys. So it takes like a lot of time. Sometimes it takes a full training camp. Sometimes it takes longer than that. Javon Hargrave said that it took him a little while. He doesn't feel like he played his best ball last year, and he was pretty good. So I think you're going to get a lot more production out of him. I think they're going to be a little bit more careful with him, giving him a little bit more rest, because last year he wanted to be in every practice to make sure that he was getting up to speed and, you know, doing things the right way, learning the way of the scheme. So I think you're going to get a little bit more out of him towards the end of the season, just because he will have those veteran rest days. And then the guys that they brought in, Malik Collins looks really good. Jordan Elliott looks good. So, I mean, I think really at defensive tackle, they're pretty solid. It's whether they can get, you know, the same production out of Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos, the guys on the edge. I think that's where the challenge is, to have someone play opposite of Nick Bosa.
All right. There's a lot of players that get a lot of hype, you know, rightfully, because they're doing stuff at practices and games, you know, the Renardo Greens or Malik Mustafa, or now D Winters is getting a lot of hype as well. Mm-hmm. My guy that I like that nobody's talking about is Bethune, number 48. I don't even know if he's going to make the team, but I like him as a linebacker. I've only watched the games and he seems to show up on game day. Who's the guy that you like that maybe nobody else is talking about, but for whatever reason, you like this player?
Yeah, he's a good one, because he has kind of popped off the tape just a little bit. Not as much, you know, you haven't heard as much about him and Bethune. I mean, he's got such good guys to learn from, right? Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, D. Winters has played really well. So he's getting a lot of reps, that, you know, valuable reps during the preseason. I really like the way Cowling played. I think the speed element that he can bring to the offense is something that they've been looking for a long time. I think they wanted it from Danny Gray. They didn't get it because he hasn't, you know, been healthy. So I think Cowling, you know, again, talking to Diomedo Lenore, he said he's going to be the most important cover. He's smaller, and because he's smaller, he's like, you can't get hands on him right away. You have to be careful and you have to watch him, but you can't just let him go because he's so fast. I mean, that jet sweep, it didn't look like he was going to get a yard at all, and he ended up getting 19. He's so fast around the corner, and it looked like everybody had an angle on him, but they didn't. So, I mean, like, he's a guy. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has been waiting for a speedster for his offense for a while, and this could be the key to unlock it just a little bit more.
Nah, his Arizona tape looked phenomenal, Jacob Cowing, man. Yeah. This tape, when they drive to him, I said, oh, there might be something there with this little slot guy. So be interesting, man. Preseason, are you going out to Vegas, Jen? Are you going back out to Allegiant?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes,
boy. Bad memories for the team, huh? Are they looking forward to going back to that stadium?
Oh, I know. But, you know, it'll be a good kind of showing. People should watch, because they are going to have the starters out there. So I think it'll be an interesting game. You got to see the starters out there, and it'll be Brock Purdy with George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, everybody, Debo, for at least a series or two, depending on how it goes.
All right, we got it. We can't let you go without asking about Trent and Brandon Ayuk. I know Shanahan said there's been zero progress, no updates. I heard Deshaun Jackson on Fox Sports One said, hey, Trent's on his way. He'll be there shortly. What does your gut tell you? Are we going to see both of these guys week one?
I think so. I don't think there's anywhere else they could go at this point and get as much money as they need, just because, like, we're getting so close to week one. I think I've been thinking that Brandon Ayuk stays with the 49ers for quite some time, just because, you know, he kept saying it, right? He kept saying, yes, I want to be with the Niners. He would kind of throw other stuff out there just to kind of play his hand. I think maybe as a little leverage, but I think he always wanted to stay with the 49ers. I'm like, you look at the rosters of these other teams that are involved in, you know, trade talks. Why would you leave the offensive team grouping that you have, you know, the chance to go to another Super Bowl, the chance to have another amazing season, you know, to top his last season? I just don't think there's a better team for either of those two players to go. Trent Williams has talked about how he loves the organization, how he loves how they take care of him, that he doesn't have to practice every single day. I don't think he's going to risk it. So I think it's going to get done eventually. I think they'll both be on the field for week one.
Do you think the Niners have learned anything from this entire situation moving forward? No, I'm serious. Like in terms of how they're going to conduct business moving forward, because every deal that you do in any walk of life, you kind of file it away and it's like, all right, I liked what I did here. I didn't like what I did there. Like, what do you think the big takeaways will be for them internally?
I mean, I think each one is different. I think each player treats the situation differently. So I think it's hard to compare. You know, I think Brandon Ayuk is unique in what he, you know, wanted to do. I think he ultimately couldn't decide. I think it was really tough for him to decide where to go, what he wanted to do. It's a big decision for a guy who's, you know, 20-something years old. It's the biggest step of his career. So what do you do? I think it's really tough to make a decision like that. For Trent, I think, you know, it's just, they started working on this back in March. I mean, they knew he wanted guaranteed money. So, you know, I think it's just something that has, there's a few little issues. I don't know what they are, but I'm feeling like they're pretty close. But I think in every contract, I mean, like we heard it with the George Kittle situation, there's little details that they want ironed out. So I think they're probably close is what my guess is with Trent Williams. But the Brandon Ayuk thing, it's just, you know, each player treats this situation differently. It's their first time being in the national spotlight. It's the first time where the attention is on them to get a big contract. So I think it's an adjustment, and each personality is just different. So, I mean, you learn from every situation, but I don't think they can take what happened with Brandon Ayuk and use it for Brock Purdy next year. I think it's just a completely different situation.
All right, Jane, can't wait to see you out there again. Good stuff as always. Safe travels to Las Vegas. We appreciate the time today and the practice updates.
Thank you. Talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Jennifer Thank you, Lee Jen. Chan here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, NBC Sports 49ers Insider, 49ers Talk Podcast. So Jacob Cowing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.